Welcome to this Battery Power Online podcast. Humidity is a challenge in many high-tech and manufacturing environments. When manufacturing batteries, consistent ultra-low dew point levels are essential to safe manufacturing, but also they can impact the future battery life of the product. Joining me today to talk about this challenge and the best way to address it is Cheryl Thibault. Cheryl heads a global team of experts specializing in humidity control for battery dry rooms at Munters Corporation. Cheryl, welcome.
Thanks, Allison. Great to be here.
So let's start with you. What specifically does Munters solve for lithium-ion battery manufacturing?
Yeah, Munters provides the correct humidity control for the manufacturing space. By consistently maintaining ultra-low humidity, we help create a safe and dependable manufacturing environment. Our dehumidification systems provide precise low humidity levels 24/7 year round, regardless of the outside air temperature and humidity.
So is this important for the entire manufacturing process? Is this kind of only important at the end? Where does this fit?
Yeah, our focus is dehumidification systems for the dry rooms that produce the lithium ion battery cells. The chemicals involved in certain processes like coating and electrolyte filling and cell assembly are highly sensitive and reactive to airborne moisture. So these processes are confined to these special dry rooms with very precise temperature and humidity specifications. They require consistent low humidity levels. And this is also referred to as low dew point levels. And this is where Munters comes in.
So how low do these dew points need to be? Why is that? Kind of what's the threshold and why is that important?
Yeah, so it's important because of worker and plant safety. Lithium is highly reactive to moisture, and this reaction could actually cause a fire. But also, just reducing the moisture to very consistent low dew point levels ensures high quality batteries and high production yield. And most manufacturers need their dry rooms to be at a dew point level of about negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit or lower. And that's equivalent to about 0.1% relative humidity. We typically, you know, in our homes have 40 to 50% relative humidity.
Oh, wow.
Our engineering team works closely with our customers and their project details and parameters to ensure that our desiccant dehumidifier systems provide proper airflow and performance to meet the right dew point for each facility. And for some battery chemistries that need even lower than negative 40 degree dew point, that's no problem either.
So this can change. Different applications or different facilities might require different numbers, and you can adjust to that.
Yeah. So like I said, each process, you know, the chemistries for all these batteries are slightly different. You know, every company has their own way of doing it. And their technical team will decide based on how they're making their batteries and what chemistries they're using, what dew point they want to specify for each of their dry rooms.
Okay. So what distinguishes Munters from other HVAC or dehumidification companies out there?
Well, Munters is a global leader in providing efficient and sustainable air treatment and climate control solutions for mission critical processes like lithium ion battery production. We've been working with manufacturers since the beginning, since the 1980s, and we now work with all the leaders in gigafactories all over the world. So we have built up superior applications expertise, finding, you know, the most optimal dry room solution, you know, for each customer. And I'm happy to share for the first time our latest dehumidification system called the Munters LDP, and it's specifically designed for battery production. This system includes a flexible design to meet a range of airflows and dew points. It includes premium control features like fan VFDs, PLC, and HMI. And it offers a compact design that offers a 40% footprint reduction. So this can add up to be enormous savings when dozens of units are needed to be installed for a gigafactory. And it includes an energy efficient design as well, with up to 30% energy savings with our green power purge technology.
So you mentioned gigafactories a lot. And of course, in batteries, we like to talk about the gigafactories, but we also, there's a lot of R&D that's much, much smaller. Is that that sort of tiny footprint? Mm-hmm. I don't know about tiny, compact footprint. is that helpful in a smaller R&D lab as well as a gigafactory, or does it not apply?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be helpful, but really this system that we've designed is promoted more for the larger scale gigafactories, okay. Larger scale. We also make other, you know, low dew point dehumidification systems for the smaller R&D labs. Okay. They're more customized because, you know, you have to really work with each customer and what their chemistry is and what their dew point is. So those are more customized. This new LDP system is mm-hmm. more standardized, and we've really put a lot of energy into value engineering it for the gigafactory Excellent. Market.
Okay.
And then I just also wanted to point out about what distinguishes Munters. I think the big thing also is our extensive service network of Munters employed technicians in the US and worldwide. Mm-hmm. These gigafactories are massive, and local contractors and end users often lack the service staff and expertise to really handle the special requirements of industrial equipment. So we take a proactive approach, and we'll tailor a service plan to each customer, including everything from startup, installation support, commissioning support. We have comprehensive service agreements and offer extended warranties. And we can even have a dedicated full-time service technician on site, ensuring there's an expert resource available at all times to address any specific needs.
Excellent. So a lot of the gigafactories are dedicated to EV battery manufacturing.
Yeah.
And you've been in the space for a long time. So do you, are you seeing any trends here from the EV battery perspective that could be interesting and useful?
Well, yeah, I mean, the EV battery market has been kind of exploding the last few years. In the last 5 years, global annual electric vehicle sales jumped from 1 million in 2017 to about 10 million in 2022. Wow. We saw a 55% increase in electric vehicle sales last year, and another 35% increase is expected for this year. However, the price points are still really high, and automakers are still feeling the pressure to produce less expensive models. And then they have the fact that battery prices went up in 2022, the first time since 2010. So they're trying to get their costs down, but the battery prices are going up. So automakers are really taking a look at that and adding more of the cheaper, easier to source lithium iron phosphate mm-hmm. batteries to their supply chain. And these are geared more towards the smaller vehicles. And they're also building factories for the high performance nickel-based batteries, but where we're kind of seeing a shift away from that a little bit and back to the lithium iron phosphate.
Do you think this trajectory will continue? I mean, is this going to keep the EV batteries demand and growth is going to continue on?
Yes, for sure. Dozens of countries are phasing out combustion engines by 2035. And most automakers are also targeting a complete switch to electric models around the same time. And then beyond that, beyond the EV craze, other applications for lithium ion batteries are going to be growing over the next decade and beyond that, like grid storage, renewable energy storage to take advantage of solar and wind power. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, electric aviation. We're starting to hear about that, marine ferries. So there's lots of applications for these lithium ion batteries. So we're really just at the beginning of the transition to electrification.
Yeah. So dehumidification is energy intensive in itself, taking moisture out of the air. How does Munters approach the energy demand problem in that part of kind of an energy production industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're seeing the focus in this industry expand from just performance and initial investments to considerations of energy consumption. Early on, the focus of the market was just performance and getting to that negative 40 degree dew point that they needed for their dry rooms. For the past few years, the focus has been on capital costs as manufacturers build their gigafactories and need huge investments to do so. But as more and more manufacturers enter the market, there is more aggressive battery pricing competition. And therefore, more attention is now being paid to the total overall production costs, including operating costs. As the market matures, the focus is switching to energy consumption. About 30 to 40% of the energy needed for battery production is used in these dry rooms. And this is why the Munters Green Power Purge technology with 30% energy savings is so important. Munters invented the desiccant wheel, but we still make large investments in research and technology to further improve the performance and energy efficiency. There's a great deal of energy wasted every day in any industrial factory. Our experts go and work closely with our customers to propose innovative solutions to save energy, and we look for ways to recover and reuse all this waste energy in our systems. And we study the customer details and we advise how can they best optimize and reduce their energy costs.
So you are serving as a partner in this with them, both in kind of understanding their needs, helping them design the right solution for the size of their factory or whatever. You're coming alongside them in this, which is so handy since you have the expertise and they may have different expertise.
Yeah, it's really important to do that, to really come to the best solution, because the, you know, one solution isn't going to work for everyone. So we really, you know, we do spend a lot of time up front working with the designers and the customers to really look at, you know, what they're trying to build and how best to get there.
Yeah. So before I let you go, I'm going to ask you to peer into your crystal ball for me. You want to make any predictions for the future challenges that we're looking at? What do we need to be thinking about as we move forward?
Well, you know, with 26 million electric vehicles on the road today, what's going to happen when they reach end of life? And for the millions and millions of batteries that are going to be produced over the next few years, a lot of research is going into battery recycling methods. This is going to be really important. We have to find a sustainable way to recycle the raw materials for reuse, or we will not be able to really fully see this transition to electric transport. And Munters is actively working with these recycling experts on all these efforts. We're really excited about this new lithium ion battery industry. And not only does Munters provide sustainable climate control solutions, but sustainability is really ingrained in our business strategy. That's why energy efficiency in our equipment designs and reducing our climate impact is really our top priority.
Cheryl, thank you so much. It was great to chat with you and to learn more about this. Congratulations on the new product. I hope we will be hearing more from you soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Allison.
Thanks.
Have a great day.